This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 11th, a day we reflect on the resilience of human spirit we will never forget. A Greenland cruise that doesn't include Greenland. Yeah, that's what's playing out right now on a sailing this week. A Carnival Cruise Line voyage initially set out to sail Greenland has been rerouted to Canada for bad weather. Now, departing from Baltimore on September 2nd, Carnival Legend had to change its 14-night itinerary just 4 days into the sailing, canceling its 2 stops in Greenland. Now, instead, the ship will now visit Corner Brook, Sydney, St. Anthony in Halifax in Canada. Each stateroom received a $400 in non-refundable onboard credit for the inconvenience. The new itinerary left many guests disappointed as the voyage quickly sold out when it went on sale back in 2021. A good reminder to always read the cruise line ticket contract. It's pretty ironclad. And Disney Cruise Line detailed its plans for its expansion, including the introduction of its largest ship yet, the Disney Adventure, now set to debut in 2025. The 208,000 gross register ton ship, which was acquired from the bankruptcy of Genting Hong Kong Group for approximately $40 million, is currently under construction in Germany and is going to be targeting the Southeast Asian market operating out of Singapore. It's going to be powered by methanol. Now, other than that, Disney hasn't really given much more information other than a couple of renderings of this ship. But Disney also did announce the name of its private destination, Disney Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point. That'll be opening up next June with amenities like beaches, a cultural and arts pavilion, and all powered by solar energy. This destination is located on the island of Eleuthera. And 7 cruise ships have recently received perfect scores of 100 on their most recent CDC vessel sanitation inspections. Now, these ships are Carnival Conquest, Carnival Venezia, Oceania's Regatta, Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas, Norwegian Sun, Norwegian Bliss, and Celebrity Eclipse. They all received that top score. This program is run by the CDC to help prevent and control the spread of gastrointestinal viruses on cruise ships like norovirus. It's conducted unannounced, and it's looking for things like proper food handling, sanitary conditions in the galley, dining areas, and even testing the pH levels in the pools and the hot tubs. Good work there. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation flat 15.30. Royal Caribbean also flat 97.35. And Norwegian down 1.1%, 16.30. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
On this September 11th, Cruise Radio remembers those lives lost, the heroes on that day, and the men and women of the United States military who protect us every day.